Hello again, and welcome back to Two Guys in the Neighborhood. I'm Bruce Carlisle. With me again is the Sage of Verona, Mr. Mark Popovich.
Bruce, it is a beautiful spring afternoon.
You got all the seasons right now. We got a little rain, hail.
We got some hail. That was beautiful last night. Oh. I thoroughly enjoyed it, all the different seasons in 24 hours.
Yes. We were even enjoyed with the cold in the morning, the rain in the afternoon, and now the beautiful sunshine. And now I'm not just talking about the sunshine that's in here in the studio today with Miss Heather Martin coming back.
Hello.
She's Welcome. Heather Sintosh. She cool. did get married. Oh, she is true. Off the market.
I keep forgetting, though. I didn't know if this was her performer name now because the listenership has known her as Heather Martin.
That's true. But I never forget the uniform people. So she is Heather Sintosh for sure.
I saw my truck come by earlier.
Absolutely. Very good.
So welcome, Heather. How are you doing?
Thank you. Great.
All right, so a lot of stuff to get through today. A few good shows. Now, there's a show that you guys were watching that I've always been kind of curious about, but never curious enough to actually watch it, and that's The Taste.
Well, if you remember on last week's podcast, we were talking about shows that sit on your DVR and pile up and then you never watch.
Yes.
That's what The Taste has become in the Popovich household.
Oh, so
the
Do taste you DVR is, it?
We did for a while. Okay. Like, we the first couple episodes, and we're like, all right, let's do this. And then it's just...
Was that more out of your respect for Anthony Bourdain than
clearly,
anything?
Clearly. Anthony Bourdain is what brought me to the table. I assume it's
agreed.
The same for you.
Agreed. I do like Nigella as well.
Yeah,
I
Nigella...
Her
I didn't, by the way, I didn't know Nigella was actually a name.
Apparently.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a female of Nigel. That it was such a coveted name, they had to come up with a female version for it. But anyway, you've got Nigella and Anthony Bourdain, who are probably the two best people on the panel. Then you've
yes.
got Malarkey, who I don't even know what Malarkey's first name is.
No, I don't know.
Is he actually a chef?
Yeah, he's a chef. Like, they're all chefs.
Oh, okay.
But he seems like a personality chef.
And he wears loud clothes, and he thinks he's all cool, and he like tries to talk trash, but he's horrible at it. He's horrible at it.
So does that mean he like finished third in a Top Chef episode or something?
Absolutely. I think that's where
like
that's
he
his
wishes,
ceiling.
Yeah.
That's his ceiling. By the way, he's no Alex Guarnaschelli, all right?
Obviously.
Or Scott Conant or you know, Mark Murphy from Chopped, all right? None of those guys are as good.
No.
You know,
yes.
Freitag.
I
you don't watch Chopped?
I don't watch any of those shows. So
do
by the
watch
way,
Chopped?
I do. I
yeah.
watch all cooking
yeah.
shows.
Yeah, Chopped is phenomenal. Chopped is great.
You can get sucked into a marathon.
Yeah. Did you watch the Chopped from last week with the home chefs that they brought in?
No, yeah. I watched the like where they brought the ones back that had been.
Oh,
chopped.
That was from the week before. Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was a good one. Yeah. So you get great judges on Chopped. These judges not so good. Then you have Ludo, the French chef.
I can't understand him. You I know that's his thing, but...
He is French. You can't understand him. And he spends most of the episode trying to make out with the one semi-hot chick on his team.
Yes. And then they all talk about how Anthony gets drunk the whole time. And I, like, don't blame him.
No. If I was him, I would just get drunk the whole time,
totally.
Too.
Who's complaining that he's getting drunk the whole time?
The other chefs.
Well, the other chefs all drink wine with their tastings. And then Anthony always has a beer.
Yeah.
It
he's
seems.
Just sitting there, like, chugging Heineken the entire time.
And tasting food. It's
yeah.
great.
I see there's nothing wrong with that.
He seems to be enjoying himself.
Paula Abdul had an entire career hiding stuff in her Coke cup that I assume was never Coke. At least not the Coke that you can buy from a vending machine.
That's
Very
probably
true.
True. So the taste, I think we're kind of out on at this point. You're definitely out
I'm out.
On.
If I'm home on a Saturday night, sadly, I will watch it while looking through magazines.
Well, I just felt worse for you all
yeah,
of a sudden.
Yeah, that was an awfully sad picture.
We got married and calendar just opened up.
I'm rooting against taste at this point, or the taste.
Or
now, isn't we at the semifinals right now or something?
I don't know. I haven't watched
it
in 3 weeks.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
I don't quite understand.
And then the only thing
I understand the premise of the show,
but like who gets I don't know who's kicked
okay.
off and not.
See, the only reason I know is because they always try to get me to watch it during The Bachelor.
Yes,
right.
If you catch up on your DVR, because The Bachelor might be almost live viewing. You don't want to be too far behind.
Right.
Well, it's like The Voice in the sense that there's like a mentor chef.
But you could accidentally eliminate your own person because when you taste, it's a blind taste test. So when you put people in the bottom, you don't know who you're putting in the bottom. Mm-hmm. So like Nigella, like one of the first episodes, she had like three of her own people. She put three of her own people in the bottom.
Now, here's my only thing, though. If you're mentoring them to make a certain type of meal, if I'm mentoring you on how to cook like a braised short ribs, and here's a taste of a short rib, shouldn't that tell me?
No, because what happens is, so like you have like your theme of the week. So they're all working on barbecue, let's say, okay? So they have barbecue experts come in, and the barbecue experts, you know, help them out. So then you're just all tasting barbecue. You don't know whose barbecue is what. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And it seems like they've guessed a couple times, like, who it might be based on the the flavor profile, or the presentation, or whatever. But for the most part, they don't.
Whatever
know.
Kind of presentation you can get inside a little.
It's so awkward to watch them try to down those spoons.
The spoons look like they're like a quarter cup measuring cup.
Yeah, they're like those giant like miso soup.
Yeah, I was gonna say you see them in ramen and a lot of
like
those
ramen,
things.
Yeah, but some things just shouldn't go on that.
I agree. Like they tried to make sandwiches once, and that just didn't make any sense.
And one girl made a taco and said
she
it should fit in a
taco
category.
Was a sandwich. Yeah, that's the girl that Ludo's in love with.
Oh well, she's cute.
Well, what's wrong with the taco being in the sandwich category?
It's not a torta; it's a taco.
So. Isn't it something in between two pieces of bread?
That's what she said.
That was her thing, yeah. And it worked for her.
By the way, that's the least funny that's what she said I've ever uttered.
That's true. That wasn't
we
even
just
quite that.
Over that one.
So anyway, so the taste, I say pass on the taste. Unless you're alone at home on a Saturday night and want to leaf through magazines.
Then it's great.
Then it's perfect
it's
for you.
It's the go-to show for newlyweds.
If you're checking emails on an iPad, the taste is the show for you.
Have a beer with Anthony Bourdain. It's chill.
Now, that makes me wonder, on a completely off-topic question for you guys, what is the best show to do other stuff to? In the sense, like, she's using the taste is to answer emails, be on your iPad. What is a great show to do work to like that? Is there a particular show that either of you two have?
From the CW.
Anything for the CW?
Heart of Dixie.
When I watch Vampire Diaries, that's when I really catch up on my magazine reading.
Okay, that one you have to follow.
Or is it...
Yeah, there's so much plot in that because spirits are taking over.
You get so lost.
Or is it you, now that we're all married, is that what you save your spouse's shows for?
Oh. Top Gear. I do a lot of painting my nails. Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Now, yeah, so you save it for yourself?
Like, I don't think there's only one show that I watch by myself still, and that's Breaking Bad, which is just abhorrent that my wife hasn't caught up on that. I'm so disappointed in her. But, like, she will watch, like, A Millionaire Matchmaker or crap like that, some housewives from a geographic location.
Yes.
And that's when I'll choose to be upstairs or do something else. Pull out my old Sega Genesis, play some NBA Jam.
That's nice. But, I mean, like, the ones that you... Do you sit through those shows at any time?
The Millionaire Matchmaker, I can sit through. The Housewives of a Geographic Location, I can't do.
I have to watch those in private. Like, if James comes home, I have to switch to live TV. If he even sees me watching it, it's, like, shameful.
It is shameful. I think
Okay, that was just a question.
What do you have?
I had the same as Mark, The Real Housewives, The Millionaire Matchmaker. I had to do some work for my history class. Those were my go-to programs. When those things came out, the laptop came on.
Yeah.
Because other decent shows, you could get distracted on. Like,
absolutely.
Girls, I do work too.
I enjoy Girls, which the last episode of Girls was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
The OCD one?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
More so than the fact that they just kind of threw this one out there after a season and a half?
No, if you'd paid attention, you knew she had some OCD stuff in her past. There was when she has the huge fight with Marnie. Marnie says, "I remember when you had to masturbate 8 times a day."
Of course, you remember that line.
Yeah,
but like that had been alluded to in the past.
Okay,
and the episode where she went back to Michigan to be with her parents, there was an allusion to it there too, if I remember right. So it didn't just come up out of nowhere.
Okay,
that had been there.
All right.
I think you're reacting to what Slate had written.
I saw that. I was going to ask you. It's why I asked you for this, because I've only watched part of season one, and I've watched, I guess, most of season two now.
But I thoroughly enjoyed Adam out on his date with Carol Kane, his AA buddy, the hot chick that's apparently from a show on the CW.
Oh,
I don't know who she is.
I'm a couple episodes behind, but I'm sure I'll recognize.
Okay. You'll be able to get us up there for that.
Are you into – no, because I watched the show, and I'm like, I feel like I should be because it's what young girls are supposed to now watch.
That's your demographic. That is
but
your wheelhouse.
Not, it's like not – it hasn't ever grabbed me.
I feel the same
way.
I
don't know what that is. But I don't know if it's just that the critics love it so much, and so I feel like
– Obligated.
Obligated, but – I haven't connected.
I feel like I've definitely connected with the show. And I don't know why. I am not in the target demo.
You're the target demo of people who like seeing nudity. Were you sad that the last episode didn't have the nudity symbol?
That's true. But no, it did was the Americans.
Oh, I'm glad the Americans brought that to the table.
The Americans is really good. I know you haven't got up there on that yet.
I will get there eventually. But
if you like Carrie Russell in lingerie,
I will be watching that.
Yeah.
So that, but that's the one thing I agree with you about Girls. It just doesn't grab. Now, I'm not. We've complained about this on this podcast ad nauseum in the sense that we don't like the unoriginal kind of shows. And I do feel that Girls does an amazing job of being groundbreaking and talking about an area that didn't get a lot of coverage. So I think that's part of the reason why I'm in your boat. Like, I want to like it. I want to succeed because they're trying new things and they're being different. But yes, none of the characters. I can see myself even being friends with.
Yeah, they're not likable.
Yeah, none of them are really.
I think it's like Seinfeld in that way, where none of those characters are really likable, which is the whole moral.
Well, yeah,
of Seinfeld,
I think it's also they're what, like, I don't know how old they are, between 23 and 20 something.
Yeah,
well,
Ray's the only old guy. Yeah. Ray's 33 or
but
something.
But I mean, like, people that age
he's the
are
one
unlikable.
Like.
I know.
What
Ray's
does that
the,
say about me?
I know. Ray's the guy that I like the most on the show. I also like Adam a lot. I find Adam to be very funny.
But I mean, does it speak to the fact that we all were, when we were in that time period, we were all just unlikable? Like, isn't that part of the thing? Being 22-year-old,
you're
probably
unlikable.
Annoying.
That's true.
I'm telling you, your 22-year-old self would annoy the crap out of your 29-year-old self. You've been less rigid. You've worked on that.
That's true. That's a good point. I have come a long way,
you
baby.
Have. That's right, Virginia Slims. Again, only skewing older with our jokes. All right, now getting into the next show that needs a lot of help. Community.
The Community. Yes, Community does
oh,
need
we
a
were
lot
talking,
of help. Yeah, Community does need a lot of help, I yes. will say. I was apparently the only one that slightly enjoyed the Germans episode.
Here's the
slightly,
thing.
Yes.
But... Slightly. I know a lot of people liked it because they thought it was Community light, but it was the closest to what hit the mark.
Here's okay. I mean,
yeah. Tell me why you liked it first, and then we'll tell you why you're wrong.
That's a great premise.
Yes.
Okay. One, Troy and Abed totally copied us by having a podcast.
Yes.
All right. Two, I did like all the German-related jokes. That made me laugh. Okay. I did enjoy the fact that it turned out that they were the enemy of the rest of the school. They didn't realize how much they had monopolized the study room. I thought that was good. And so I thought it was a good episode. I thought it was the best episode so far.
Yes.
I think it could have been better, but I did enjoy it. Like, it was the most I found myself laughing in a Community episode this season.
Okay.
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Well, you be the rebuttal.
Okay, I will offer the first rebuttal. Now, here's the thing about a lot of these, and I spent, oh my Lord, I cannot tell you, sadly, how many, like, hours I spent breaking down that episode in my head where I was really frustrated with some of these things that I feel that they just don't take it to that next level. Okay, so you have the Germans. Then make that into, like, an entire Hogan's Heroes parody.
I don't disagree.
Make that a Stalag 17 reference, because it's not like they're above going to obscure war movies. If your genre's World War II, then you've got a minefield. So you could have done a Letters from Iwo Jima thing.
The Great Escape would have been a
great escape would have been a great one.
Well, here's the thing, like with the Hogan's Heroes thing. And I know we love to skew older on this podcast, but how many people that watch Community have ever seen an episode of Hogan's Heroes besides me?
I thought it was an 80s family comedy.
No, that's the Hogan family.
Yes,
that's a completely different
episode.
Show. Hogan's Heroes was with Bob Crane was the star. I see nothing. Okay, that was
Colonel Klink.
Colonel Klink, yes.
But here's my thing. They did an entire, like, My Dinner with Andre parody.
I understand that.
So, and none of us had heard of that movie up until that point. So, we can't say that, okay, so they do a Hogan's Heroes parody, that it's so different.
My point was greater that if you're these new showrunners, you're trying to get people to build a bigger tent for the show because you want the show to keep going. You can't go for a Hogan's Heroes spoof to try to drum up ratings.
But I
just like a My Dinner with Andre spoof was not going to bring in any ratings whatsoever.
But it's what made that show unique.
I
now,
completely agree.
Now we're seriously one just set up slam away from a Chuck Lorre vehicle.
Oh, it's become a pedestrian show.
Right, but that's my point. Like it, you had all you make the all the World War II jokes that you want to make by all means. But if you're going to go that route and you're going to have the British person, then make it an entire, like, World War II type thing where they
could have done. I was excited when I saw that Malcolm McDowell was the professor because he's been so good at so many different things. It barely used him. I wanted to see more from him.
Right. I mean, you could have had the Germans taking over that class. They could have had a D-Day invasion. I would have liked all sorts of other things. I didn't like the fact that they tried to trick the Germans And, like, I thought that, like, they had the Troy hiding in a cake, and they, like, oh, they were going to stab it, and then he says no. I thought there was going to be, okay, this is how we're going to actually get them. Instead, it was just, oh, they took pictures, so we can't celebrate.
Right.
And that's before I even get to Changnesia and all the things that Changnesia brings to the table.
No.
Changnesia is a little tough to go with. I will completely agree with that. I think, as we've said all year, that Community, the show we loved, is dead.
Yeah, but the Thanksgiving episode wasn't that much better.
No. That, I appreciated the Shawshank Redemption.
But they didn't, again, they didn't sell that one. They switched from Shawshank to Prison Break. And at and like at no point do they, I guess they like they come up with these ideas and like, look, this is quirky. But it's never, they never go
far
full
enough
out there. Not to quote any of the terrible, like, America's Next Top Model, any of those. They never just put 100% of themselves out there. They're hiding.
They're not smizing.
They're definitely not smizing. They're just not, it's just not, the thing that makes me annoyed, I always was blown away by, like, the risks that they took creatively.
Right.
Now I'm in my head being like, I could have done that. We could have done this. We could have done this.
We should be writing for Communities when
Why not at this point? I mean, can we enter the fan fiction contest?
That's pretty much what it's become.
So that's my problem with it. And I think I do like the fact that Jeff got to meet his father. That was a good thing. You know, it was good to see him grow emotionally. It's good to see the guy from Workaholics get work.
And Pitch Perfect.
He's in Pitch Perfect too.
He's like blowing up.
Was he serious? Come on now.
I know it wasn't on CBS, but it was a hugely popular movie that came out about a cappella
that Anna Kendrick
in
it?
With Anna Kendrick, and it had Fat Amy. What's her name?
I forget. She's a British actress.
Rebel Wilson.
That's
like, oh, she's getting her own show.
Was a show.
No, it was a movie. Yeah.
It was a movie. When did this movie come out?
6 months ago?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
They'll show it one day.
I missed it.
It was a decent film.
Like,
did
I haven't
you
seen
see it?
It? No, I want to. Like, at least that's on my list of, like, I would watch that film.
You want to see that?
Oh, yes. Like, why not? Apparently it was like...
As somebody who's seen no movies, you're going to start...
I saw Argo last week.
Oh.
And you know what? That's big for me, damn it. That's big.
You waited till it won the award.
No,
you wanted to be really sure.
He wanted to be
it.
Validated in going to the theater.
I go to a theater. I can't go to a theater. I got two kids. My the theater of the mind, Mark Popovich. It's about the only theater I'm making it to.
You make me want to throw things. All right, speaking of shows that don't make us want to throw things, the Heather Martin, Mark Popovich train is taking off with Cougartown.
Cougartown, yes.
Wow.
Now, this week's episode of Cougartown
was great.
Absolutely fabulous.
Finish that sentence. Yeah.
I think the moment with Jules and her dad on the hammock.
Yes.
That nearly, it got a little misty in the Popovich house, I'm not going to lie. That was downright endearing.
When she talked about losing her virginity or whatever in that hammock.
That was funny.
You teared a little?
No. When she talked about her taking care of her dad and getting older and all that stuff, like, that was real emotional stuff.
I think they found a way to move the characters forward more. Like, they were so stagnant for a long time, and now they actually have some emotion.
I enjoyed Nice Ellie, who got drugged up by Window Doctor.
Yes.
Tom has become the Window Doctor. Which is
and they
really
don't
funny.
Think it's a real thing.
Yeah. Tom's been more incorporated, the creepy neighbor. I think Cougartown is a great show. It's funny. It's got heart. It's wonderful.
It's feeling more like Scrubs to me now.
Absolutely.
It only took them 5 seasons to find their legs?
It's like, this is what, the third or fourth?
I think third. Is it fourth?
It's gotta
I don't
be
think
closer
so.
To fourth.
I think it's only the third.
I don't know. I'm still entertained by every opening Cougartown.
The title card?
Title card, yeah.
Yeah, with Andy's obsession with robots you can have sex with.
Yeah. They talked about
who
sex
doesn't
want to
buy a robot you
can
have sex with? We could share one.
I
know.
Must be part of the show because if that's an actual proposition, I'm slightly creeped out right now.
I'm happy that it's on TBS because I feel like it will last and it will stay this way
absolutely.
For longer.
I completely agree, and I'm happy Cougartown's there. The other show that I'm talking about is Suburgatory.
We just should watch TV together every night.
I know. I mean, Heather should just move in at this point down here with the family because...
I don't know what else to say. It's so good.
You know, does James enjoy the Suburgatory?
Yes.
Okay.
He's not, like, into it, but it's definitely something he'd be mad if I watched without him.
Okay, that's a good argument.
That's a high level of a show.
Yeah.
And for, like, Dahlia...
Oh,
just makes it.
How great was her tribute to the guy that died, to what was his name that died at the funeral?
Yeah. She's good. I don't know how she does that. The actress. I don't know who she is, but
She's quite good.
You'd have to keep a straight face.
She goes up there with the other person that deserves credit as an actor that gets no credit at all is the kid that plays Max on Parenthood with Asperger's.
Okay.
The kid doesn't really have Asperger's. Like, he's playing that. Like, how has that kid not been nominated for an Emmy?
Because nobody sees it. If you put in an Emmy-winning performance nobody sees it, does it exist?
People watch Parenthood.
Nobody watches Parenthood.
I watched it on Netflix.
Heather's catching up
with
it.
I'm a little behind.
I'm telling you right now, this last season was the best season of Parenthood so far. And, in fact, Grantland even has a running weekly campaign to bring Parenthood back.
Let me tell you this. If it was on any of the other networks, any of them, and yes, I'm including the CW, it would have been canceled last year. But it sits on the NBC troll list that there is nothing else on there.
So I'll tell you right now, if Parenthood was on CBS, it'd have 20 million people watching.
I cried in the commercial when she shaved her head.
Yes!
I saw the commercial and
yes!
I teared up.
I'm just telling you, the level of emotion you get, it moves you to tears.
Then why are you the only two people and Lauren Graham's relatives are watching this show?
There are plenty of people that watch it.
You should come to the girls' lunch table. It gets talked about sometimes.
Wow. I don't know why I haven't stopped about
that sums it up perfectly.
Why isn't that on a billboard somewhere?
People talk about it sometimes.
All right. Well, and speaking of shows that are being talked about at the girls' lunch table, it's time to get your Bachelor finale preview.
This is so exciting.
Heather, you're here to represent all women, by the way, in case you didn't realize that.
It is a role I'm happy to take on. It's Women's Day, International Women's Day today.
Oh,
so
nice.
I should speak for the whole gender.
Now, we saw the Women Tell All special Monday night.
Correct.
I think two big things we got out of that is that Tierra was there not to make friends still. And she gave one of the most insincere apologies at the end of her appearance of all time.
After she refused to apologize, but 5 minutes beforehand.
Yeah. Now, that was... What did you think of your Women Tell All?
I was so bored through most of it. It was a little bit disappointing with how much drama there seemed to be. And I feel like they must have just... Tierra must have only agreed if they couldn't bring up certain things while she was with the girls. Right? Because there should have been some more...
I
want
to hear more about her flirting with the guy in the airport.
I know. I want to hear about all that stuff. They talked about her before she came out, and then it just had to be silence.
Well, see, I feel like they edited a lot of that down.
Do you think so?
Because I'm sure that Tierra segment ran long. Like, that fight that her and Robin had, you said, lasted like 3 hours night.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they didn't just gloss over her entire tenure there in 18 minutes.
But how awkward the part where she talked about being engaged and then she wouldn't say when it happened.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Because it happened probably during the taping.
Or right after.
She said she got engaged in January.
Right.
Well, I mean, the show was taped all throughout September, October, November.
Yeah.
She gave it a good 2 months.
So she gave it a good 2 months before she got engaged.
That's enough time to heal.
Yeah.
They had dated
just
previously.
Weird that she didn't want to share it.
Because I don't think it was January.
You think she's lying?
Oh, you think she made that up?
Chances are she probably got engaged in September.
You think she was engaged when she was on the show? That's a large accusation you're making there.
It's true.
That besmirches the entire integrity of the Bachelor franchise and family.
I agree. But you know what? Maybe somebody already had her sparkle. And that is going to make sure that she cannot lose it.
Was that the proposal? If you don't find your husband on the show... When you come back, let's get married. Do you think that's how the proposal happened?
Well, apparently it is to somebody she had dated previously, she said. They had dated, they'd broken up, and they found each other when they came back right after.
Okay.
So
I'm assuming so when do they wrap filming then?
It's November 10th or something.
It's not weird that you know that fact.
Yeah. Was that on your calendar?
No, it was early November. Remember when my sister was thinking about going? Yeah. Like, she looked into that stuff.
Oh, they have. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because she was like, I'd be home for Thanksgiving. I remember that.
Okay. Okay, so then she gets bumped before hometowns.
Before hometowns. So that's like mid-October.
Okay. So she probably got married and engaged October, November then?
Maybe. Before Christmas. Maybe it was a Christmas present.
Huh? Way to slip in that cheap gift.
That's such a cop out as a Christmas gift. I still think, by the way.
I got engaged on Christmas.
Yeah,
it's all right.
No, it was a good one.
Is it a good one?
It's
you can
a
prove
good
us
one.
Wrong.
I think so. It's something that way. If we broke up, I'd get to keep it.
That's actually a really good point.
I'd never
it's
thought
that's
of that.
Actually a really good
it's my
point.
My property. That, huh. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well.
So you know,
There's
she'll
actually
get
okay, that's
out
a
of it
good
it
that's
a
really good. I had not thought
proposal.
Of that.
I know.
That's a really good point. I take back everything I said.
Yeah, you should.
We're taking back on behalf of Bruce and Mark. We both apologize.
No, I bet Tiara would demand as a Christmas gift.
Because
she'd
want to keep it.
I could see Tiara also demanding like how she got engaged, when she got engaged, where she got it. You will propose to me at sunset
that's
on
true.
This cliff
that's
overlooking
true.
This mountain in Denver.
We will take a helicopter there.
We will take a helicopter there. So, Tiara, I think by far the more interesting part was Ashley.
Really? Just because she's crazy?
Yeah, well, okay. You can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I didn't think she was that crazy. I mean, she was a little out there.
She was that crazy.
Okay, but like,
I'm sorry, I'm going to side with Heather on this
you?
One.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't think she was that crazy. Okay, now, do you think she's making up what he told her?
Yes.
I think Lunch Table was talking about it. We think she misinterpreted his probably drunken statement of, you know, you're the only one for me, as I don't have feelings for the other girls.
I could see that too. You know, you've had about 5 glasses of wine. You're in a fantasy suite, but you're also sexually frustrated.
Yeah, you just want to make out, I guess.
I guess.
That's what they do.
Yeah, but that's got to be frustrating at some point. So you just start saying things, and this is what happens?
Yeah, I think so. And because she seemed like she was number 3 on my best friend list.
Yes, she was.
And then after this, I thought,
she's down.
She's down.
She fell out.
Now, who was number 1 on your best friend list?
Leslie.
Okay. And I by the way, did you
see? She's number 1 on your best friend list as well.
No, but did, okay. Did you see what happened yesterday?
No.
We named a bachelorette.
Who?
Really?
Yeah. And I knew who the bachelorette was from Monday night's show because Leslie did not get any one-on-one couch time.
So it's Dez.
It's Dez.
I knew it.
Dez is your new bachelorette.
She was number 2, so.
She was number 2 on your best friend list.
Happy for her.
So you're happy for her. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So you're happy that Dez, or do we get Dez's brother prominently featured in this season?
Dez's brother's making a comeback. He's got to rehab that image somewhere.
Yeah. He's going to be so nice to all these guys.
He's going to be so nice.
I feel like
I know.
Have
he's going to have to at this point.
Or he's going to be on like a philanthropic trip like Jeff with NF's parents were.
Oh, yes.
Like
they were out doing it. That's right. Jeff with 1F's philanthropic trip. That was a good one.
That's going to – their family, though, was so quiet and awkward. That finale is going to get pretty boring then.
I thought her parents were really nice.
They're nice, but they don't – but, like, during that entire meltdown, they were both, like, heads down. Let's – hey, really tough weather we have out there.
They looked like somebody who had seen that 100 times before in their life. They looked like that mom at Target whose kid is running around for, like, the 9th time that week throwing things off the shelf. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, God, I just got to get to the checkout line. Like, that's how they looked.
The tattoos made it look like maybe they've been disappointed in him before.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Absolutely, for sure. Now, as we head towards this finale, Heather, who are you rooting for?
I don't care.
You've given up on this one, too?
Not that they're both fine to me. And Sean seems so happy with both. I can't – there's not one chemistry with one more than the other.
Okay.
No, they both. He fell in love with 2 separate. My wife posed this question. What if at the rose ceremony, he was like, I need 1 more week with you guys. Would you play for overtime?
I think that would be the most surprising bachelor finale yet.
Well, what I told her was that one girl would probably inevitably say, no, I can't do that. And so then the other girl is just
the default winner.
And that would be almost worse. I feel like you can't set that up.
I agree, but would you think they're competitive enough? They go, okay, 1 more trip to like Belize.
Yeah, maybe. I still stand by my theory that Lindsay's the winner.
You think so? Okay.
I do think Lindsay wins. All right. Now, I did have an interesting theory on the letter presented to me last week by a friend of the show, Brian Goad.
Okay.
The letter's from his mom.
That's my theory.
Really?
Is that your theory too?
Yes.
I thought they said something in that letter that it's from Dez.
Oh, what? I didn't hear that at all.
It was like one of the texts or something.
Like one of the Twitters?
Yeah.
Oh, those are just annoying.
I agree,
did you see Sean's?
What?
Sean tweeted during it, and they were funny. When Dez was there, he's like, I miss Dez's brother. It made me laugh out loud. He was, like, being really sarcastic, but the rest of it can go away.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So you Do you think mom now?
You know, I don't think it's mom. I still think it's Catherine that wrote the letter. I think it's Catherine writing the letter, bowing out.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's my
I have Catherine winning, so at this point,
That's what makes it the most shocking rose ceremony yet.
She just says, don't even.
She says, I'm out.
I can see it's from Catherine. I see her saying, I don't want to be proposed to. I just want to start a relationship with you.
Does that require a letter?
Well, I guess in theory, if...
Does that require a letter?
In this case, sadly, yes, because it's not like you can get that FaceTime.
I guess,
and two, you don't want to... you don't want him to start proposing halfway through it and then shoot him down.
Yeah.
Better to send that signal flare up ahead of time.
Okay. I think they play up the mom not approving so much, like a disproportionately large amount in the previews, that it has to be, and things don't work out that poorly in Bachelor World. So I think it has to be the mom saying,
at least not on screen, I guess.
Yeah. Or like, I support you, or like, we'll support your choice, or I think it's a mom makeup letter.
A mom makeup letter.
Because I don't think Sean would propose if his mom didn't approve. He seems like
a good, wholesome boy. Yeah.
So.
Well, Ashley thought he was a gentleman, but apparently he's a frat boy now. She saw him behaving like frat boys with the other girls, which. I don't know what she's talking about. Ashley, once again, proven to be crazier than I, or at least originally thought.
Well, it's because their whole thing, she was so, like, deep and heavy.
And
like
serious.
Yeah.
She had that heaviness about
her. She did have that heaviness. And every time it was, like, her learning how to trust and her learning. I can't wait until she ends up being, like, the wildest person in the Bachelor Pad someday.
She will totally be on Bachelor Pad.
Who
that
are you
hair.
Now at this point? Who's the three of Bachelor Pad?
So that is, I think that was sort of my last question here. Okay, so I think Ashley's definitely in the pad.
Yes.
Okay. Other people that could be. By the way, I was sad that our girl Paige didn't even get invited to the Women Tell All special.
She not?
Nope, she didn't make it to the Women Tell All.
Why did they decide that?
Or did she not get invited? Or she declined?
Well, she could have declined. That's fair. But I'm just saying she was not at the Women Tell All.
Because they only had like 16 or something, and there's 25 girls.
Were, but yeah, all right. So I think
I guess
she's
if you're
there.
So if you're bounced at day one, you probably don't make it to. Maybe Unless you don't make it to the playoffs
girl.
If you're not bounced to. Oh, the 50 Shades girl
the
made
50
it.
50 Shades of Grey
she
girl
was
there.
She kept trying to talk.
Nobody wanted to listen to her.
Did she make it through the first day?
No.
Unless you made it through the first round and then got bumped in the second.
No. Remember how drunk she got?
Yeah.
That was night one.
Did Lindsay, and she made it?
Yeah, but Lindsay was charming. This girl was drunk and told the same story over and over again.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think other girls that are possibly headed for the pad include Daniela.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not saying
she was really uncomfortable in a bathing suit. Did you notice that? She always had her arms, like when they did the polar bear plunge.
Well, she would fit in with Jacqueline from last year's.
I guess. She would have to have lost weight, I think, just because it's so competitive in the bathing suit category.
Well, it also films during the summer, so it does in the warmer months.
Like, I thought she looked great, but I could just tell she was not comfortable.
Okay. All right. Other people, who else thinks in the pad?
Well, now that Tierra got engaged, she was usually, I thought she had a one-way ticket to Bachelor Paddom.
KCB?
KCB is definitely a good one to be on there.
Was she on before?
No.
Okay, she's never...
Because once you go to the pad, you can't come back to the main franchise.
Is that a rule?
No, it's our new rule now.
Yeah, I think it is, though.
I thought the rule is there are no rules.
That's right. Sean was just handing out roses left and right.
I don't know. I would like to see Jackie on Bachelor Pad, but
I like Jackie.
The only one.
She could be a potential person, even though...
What about Amanda from Newport?
No, please no.
No, she was...
The fitness model?
Yeah, the fitness model.
No.
She's not going to be there. I don't know who else could be there on the pad.
Your girl, Lindsay?
Yes, if she doesn't get chosen.
Well, yeah, she's not chosen. Because... We already assumed that if Dez is the Bachelorette, we just discussed that 10 minutes ago.
If she doesn't... Or you're so confident in Catherine.
Yeah, I see. I don't think Catherine would go to the pad. If
I say Lindsay,
yeah.
I guess I am that confident. I mean, Leslie, sorry.
Leslie. I don't think Leslie goes to the pad.
I think Leslie's like already got a boyfriend.
Yeah, Leslie's moved on. She's dating like a head of like the third underwriter of Health and Human Services or something.
Yeah,
I like how you guys not you since you haven't been here, but Mark, you've taken my position.
I have
now,
taken your position.
And
now.
I said that she wouldn't be the Bachelorette because she already found somebody, and now that they named somebody else, you've co-opted my position.
I have totally just co-opted your position. I will completely agree to that. But I think Leslie. She's too good for the pad.
Okay, she's too good for the pad, but not good enough or not good enough yet for Mark.
No,
we'll see. Who's our final four? It was Ashley. Tiara was in the final four. It was Ashley, Lindsay,
Dez,
and Catherine.
Yeah.
Okay, I said Dez is already out. So yeah,
and we had we saw last year's loser, Lindsay. She went to the pad. And because remember, she got to the final two, and then she ended up getting,
she's with Kaylin, isn't she?
His name Kaylin?
Yes.
Whatever his name is.
I think one night I had to spend at least, before I went to sleep, as I was going to sleep, I was like, damn, what was that guy's name? They kept me up for a good 15 minutes.
Kaylin, okay.
Catherine would be perfect for the pad. I mean, I know we're assuming, but she's so fun and spunky. I think she would be a good
pad both seem to be in that mold.
Yeah.
I don't know if the general's daughter necessarily wants to be on the pad.
Well, if she was on The Bachelor. And plus, she is down to get down. So, as we say, we voted her the most upset that she couldn't get down on a fantasy suite.
Yes.
So
she was the only one that would have been disappointed out of those three.
Oh, Catherine would.
Catherine was hesitant.
I don't know.
You're saying that they just say that on camera to not look?
To not look like a slut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you do that? Would you say that on camera?
For sure. We're just going to go talk for the night.
And then
my camera's off. I might say whatever happens, happens. I don't know.
Whatever happens in the fantasy suite stays in the fantasy suite.
Something terrible like that. Yeah. I probably would.
You can say, I just want to spend some quality time with them, and I want to get to know them without the cameras off and know the real people, and et cetera, et cetera. No one's – only Vienna is the one that's like, I'm out to win it tonight.
Which, hey, that strategy has worked. Hey, if you're a model and you put out, that works, all right?
Yes. That was
Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney. I mean, come on, skinny dipping. Nothing finer than that.
Do you think Sean would have liked that? He seemed like – I feel like if Courtney had been on Sean's season
– She would not have gone.
She would have scared him, right?
Michelle Money wouldn't have lasted.
Yeah. Tiara was micro-sized, so it wasn't so intimidating maybe.
Well, Tiara also wasn't as overt in that way, I would say. Tiara wasn't overtly sexual, I would say.
No, she was more manipulative.
Yeah.
Open for love.
Yeah. Yes.
And other things, but got it. Okay.
Yeah, I would say.
Good call.
So. All right.
Can I just say the Mindy Project, by the way, is renewed?
Oh, my Lord. You're trying to say, for the rankings.
For my poll.
Oh, okay.
I just thought about that.
Are you still watching the Mindy Project?
I am.
Are you the only one who's still watching the Mindy Project?
Seth Rogen was on it last week, and it was really good.
Was it? I gave it 5 minutes, and the opening was okay. I don't know.
You don't have to like it.
I know, trust me, I'm not. I guess I feel the same way about girls. There's not one person on that show that I root for or identify with.
Yeah.
The guy who plays the swarmy doctor is better in two other roles that I've seen him in this calendar year.
What else is he in?
Which swarmy doctor? The British one?
No.
Oh, just the
jerk. The guy.
Oh, he was in Argo.
He's in Argo.
Yes.
And he's in. He was in Newsroom.
Oh, he is in Newsroom.
Oh, he was the son.
He was the son, and did a much better job in both of those, and found a way to be more likable in those roles, if you could believe it or not.
Oh, I disagree. He's gotten very likable.
Are they finally? Because
I did like him dancing. I did watch the episode where he danced.
Yeah,
at
like
the club.
Little tender moments. Like at one point, he tells Mindy she can get whatever she wants out of the vending machine, which makes her day. But it was a big thing for him. He's getting better.
Okay, so they're trying
to... featuring him more.
They're trying to sand those rough edges because he came off as a little too jerkish.
Yeah, but they'll have season two to work this out now.
That's true. Well, I mean, because eventually you're working towards their inevitable relationship, right?
Oh, I don't
think...
Are you shipping them?
No, but I mean, that's what the whole thing is set up for.
Really?
I think they're more of a... Yeah, there's a romantic part more than a Jack Donaghy... Liz Lemon situation. It's not just work.
Yeah. I thought that that's what they're the she's the dreamer who believes in romantic comedies. He's the rough guy who's jaded. And eventually these people will meet in a point, hopefully 6 seasons into the future.
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean,
blew my mind. I never once thought about them together.
Who else is it going to be?
We're with Jess and Nick Miller on Girls. You could see that coming a mile
new
away.
New Girl.
Sorry.
New Girls together.
Can
you imagine Jess going on to Girls?
That would actually be really funny.
That's a crossover that we need to pitch.
Shouldn't that be a podcast episode? The best crossover episode?
I would love to have that. If people can want to get in, what would you think would be the best crossover?
Well, that was the old Scooby-Doo the Right Thing, the running good... gag from Cougar Town last season where yes. they mashed two movies together.
Yes.
So
that's
that was
perfect.
Fun. Yeah.
So ours is the new girls.
Yeah, the new girls. There you go.
I like that. On that note, Heather, thank you so much for coming in
thank
today.
Thank you guys for having me.
All right. This week, look for us being very active on Facebook in the yes. coming weeks. We're going to have a round of 16 tournament for best
supporting character in a comedy. The three of us are getting together to come up with the rankings by Monday.
Yes.
We have a 1 through 16 seeds. We will play the first four games.
Yes.
And the this coming Monday through Friday, and then yeah. we'll play the second half of the bracket.
Now, you know how to set this up on Facebook, right?
Yes, I can make this happen.
Okay, because I don't.
It's not going to be that hard. Don't worry.
All right. I have a phone that has a keyboard on it still.
That's nice. As well, you should. You need to
easier
sometimes
to
have
see
it.
That way.
It's like yeah, having it a landline. Yeah. You want to make sure it works.
I have a landline.
I know you do.
Which that was funny from Cougar Town when they had the landline kept ringing. No, they're like, calling? Landline? Who's calling the landline? Who died? All right, there we go. You got to watch Cougar Town.
Somebody needs to. You watch that in Parenthood.
There we go.
I'm Bruce Carlisle.
I'm Mark Popovich. We'll see you next week in the neighborhood.